This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. If your winter landscape just feels brown and bleak, you might consider adding some color. While it's too late to plant for many of those in my listening area, keep these options on your wish list. Evergreens certainly come to mind, but I'm thinking a little more broadly. Red twig dogwood is an instant thought. That bright red against snow looks wonderful. I personally have a yellow twig dogwood that helps too, but doesn't pop quite as much. I saw a winterberry from Proven Winners that would definitely put a smile on your face. Berry Heavy is aptly named as it's loaded with bright red berries that really show off when the leaves are gone, so long as you have a male to pollinate it. This shrub is hardy to zone 3, grows 6 to 8 feet tall and wide, and flowers in late spring. Mr. Poppins is a perfect pollinator. The birds also love those berries. The American highbush cranberry is hardy to zone 2. The cultivar, Bailey Compact, grows 6 feet tall and 5 feet wide. This one has many attributes, including an abundance of magnificent scarlet berries from late summer to late winter, dark green foliage, which emerges brick red in spring. The serrated lobed leaves turn an outstanding orange in the fall. And did I mention the smooth gray bark and gold branches add yet another interesting dimension? Find all these shrubs on my website, gardenbite.com. I have pictures and more information. I also have my hedge cotoneaster on there. I will point out the berries are toxic to pets, but not to birds. So if your pet is curious and likes to taste everything, don't plant hedge cotoneaster. That said, this shrub grows to about 8 feet tall and 5 feet wide and makes a great hedge with black berries that persist into late winter. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.